Hi, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to Where Did the Dingo Go? We often think of Australia as a land hopping with kangaroos, wallabies, bilbies, and other fuzzy critters. What most people don't realize, though, is that despite this apparent diversity, in the last two centuries, Australia has seen 19 of its unique mammal species become extinct. That's about half of all mammal extinctions worldwide in that period. And Australia's mammals are still in great danger because of the slow demise of the wily dingo. About 4,000 years ago, man brought the dingo to Australia. Since then, the dingo has gone from ancient companion to top predator. While you might think the dingo is a pesky carnivore that eats livestock, gobbles up native animals, and is generally the equivalent of the big bad wolf, the truth is that the dusty-colored dingo is anything but bad. Since becoming top dog, dingoes have lived in relative harmony with the many small, rare Australian marsupials. You know, those cute mammals with pouches. This is mainly because dingoes are sparsely distributed, and because of a large body size, are specialized to hunt larger prey. To a dingo, a wallaby just doesn't have enough meat on it to be as appetizing as a kangaroo. The same, however, cannot be said for the invasive red fox. When Europeans introduced the fox in 1855 for some recreational sporting, they could not have suspected that foxes would soon become the plague of Australia's small mammals. In fact, foxes have been blamed for the extinction of many of Australia's species. The fox is a prey generalist, meaning he's not picky about what he eats. Rabbits, wallabies, birds, it all goes down the hatch. Foxes, because of their smaller size, also have more babies than dingoes, and have them more often. They also don't need as much space per individual, so they can exist at high densities. Combine these three things, an undiscriminating appetite, lots of babies, and the ability to pack many individuals into a small area, and you can see how the fox is having a terribly negative effect on vulnerable ground-dwelling marsupials. Interestingly, however, where dingoes exist, threatened marsupials are able to survive predation by foxes. In fact, knowing where dingoes are can be one of the best predictors of how well vulnerable species are doing. Turns out the dingo is nowhere near the bad guy in this story. If anything, he's the opposite, the good guy, protector of marsupials. Why? Well, it turns out that dingoes play a very important role in culling fox populations. Dingoes will actively attack foxes, and as a result of this persecution, foxes make a great effort to avoid dingoes and dingo territory. Thus, dingoes create a safety zone for the local small animal populations. Dingoes both scare away and reduce the number of foxes in an area. Food webs are complicated, and it's important for us to understand that a top predator doesn't only affect its prey, but also impacts other predators and smaller animals that the top predator might not even directly associate with. In Australia, it's truly a dog-eat-dog world. Or, in this case, a dog-eat-fox. Besides preserving Australia's biodiversity, controlling the fox population also has significant economic impacts. The sheep industry in Australia produced a fifth of the world's wool in 2010, and yet, in some areas, foxes may kill up to a third of lambs. And, of course, there's also the loss in ecotourism, as more and more unique Australian species end up in the stomachs of foxes. The dingo is as iconic to Australia as the wallaby or the wombat, and yet, despite the necessary role it plays as protector of these other iconic Australian mammals, the dingo is too often treated as a pest. Dingoes are subjected to poisoning or otherwise exterminated and kept at low population levels, all of which hurts the dingo and those animals preyed upon by foxes. The dingo is a powerful tool in the saving of Australia's fuzzy marsupials, but dingoes are disappearing, and if they do, Australia is going to lose much more than just some wild dogs.